That was that week he could go, and I said, well, I can't go on the Monday, but I can go any other day.
We're going to call the Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Bob, can you establish a quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence called. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Can you explain the meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome you to the October 17th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon one Division III permit application. The Planning Commission will also hear three new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, November 14th, 2016 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay. Move stuff out of the way here. Has everybody read the September 12th and 17th minute, 19th minutes? Somebody want to make a motion to approve them?
Make a motion to approve September 12th, 2016 minutes.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Somebody want to make a motion to approve the September 19th?
I'll make a motion to approve September 19th, 2016 regular meeting minutes.
Somebody second?
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, final vote, East 76 Motors.
The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division III Special Use Permit 2016-22, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, a current copy of the Missouri State Dealership License shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Fourth, the northernmost 10 feet of the existing two-car garage shall be removed. Fifth, customer parking shall be provided in compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, requiring a total of one space for every 300 square feet of display space. The representative shall provide a minimum of four customer parking spaces along the northern portion of the property, immediately adjoining State Highway 76. These parking spaces shall be denoted as customer parking via parking signage. I'm going to correct that. Absolutely no vehicles that are for sale shall be displayed within the areas designated for customer parking. Six normal business hours of operation shall be Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials other than automobiles. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Nine, the East 76 Motors has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 10 Division II permits will be required for any applicable structures in the development. 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Does anybody got any questions for him?
Are you good with the four parking places on 76?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, either or is fine with me. Wherever you guys want them, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
Did we arrive, Bob, did we arrive at the number four? Because that's how many would be required based on the square footage?
Well, and I did an approximate on the square footage.
Okay.
I was coming up with like 2,500 square feet.
Okay.
I was just measuring off of
right.
the aerial
well,
photo.
Kinda, you know, I know we've started with
yeah.
the 76 side, and then now we've kind of, you know, just because of what we're doing with the building, kind of went to the Valley Park side as well. So.
And when I did the math on it, it came out to a total of like eight. But I thought, well, if at least...
I think with the odd shape of it.
Yeah, it's...
Four or five would suit me a lot better.
Yeah, I'm
going to be
four. I just was curious.
Yeah, it's fine with me. I mean, like I said, whatever you guys need me to do, that's fine.
About 11.
whatever we got to do, I got to keep this moving. Okay. That's what it takes. That's what we do. If I got 11 parking spots filled, I'm doing all right. So.
Anybody? Anything? Ring? No. Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll second.
As written. Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That it?
Sounds to me like you're in business.
Okay. You haven't got it done yet?
That beard's meeting me there in the morning.
Thank you.
It's going to be raining Wednesday.
Thanks, guys.
It'll be raining Wednesday, you need to get out there and get her down.
Yep, all right. I appreciate it very much.
I really feel we can get that old building down there. It's going to be a help, whatever he does.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay, we got three concepts tonight. Stevenson Bed and Breakfast.
Okay, and I've just got some aerial photography, and I'll kind of turn it over to the applicant after that, just showing the location. This one's located at 146 Sleepy Hollow Road, and we're looking at a bed and breakfast proposal. It's a little hard to see in this first one, so we'll zoom in. It's right here. And just right here. There's State Highway 265 here. Turn it over to the applicant and let the applicant tell you about his proposal or their proposal.
Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm John Stevenson. This is my wife, Lynette. We're retired real estate builders and developers. We moved here in 1990, and we did quite a few larger homes around the lake, plus a few subdivisions and things like that. The last home we built was done about 5 years ago, and when we built it, we knew we were overbuilding for the neighborhood, but we also knew we were building on waterfront property, and it's in high demand if you can come up with it, that kind of thing. What we're asking to do now is because of our age, and we want to basically downsize. There's just the dog and the two of us in 7,700 square feet home. We sent over or had the real estate people send you a video, in fact, on the home. I don't know if Bob it showed up or if you guys have got it or
yeah, we did receive it.
It's up to you if you want.
Okay.
To start. That doesn't make any difference. Otherwise, is it okay if I give this to you?
Yeah.
Here's some photographs of the property, and there's a survey on the property.
I think we should run the video when we get into the visual contract.
I'll be honest. I still have it in my email. I can sure run it for the public hearing.
This is the aerial view of it right here.
We're about, from here, this is all core property from here to the water's edge. And what we've got, in fact, there's a water or an easement for your backyard because of the flooding that can possibly take place. We have had water up to our garden area, and the garden area is right here. We now know that it won't come any further because at that point right there, it was at the all-time high. Remember when it got to the very top of the dam, it was ready to go over. It'll go over the top of the dam before it comes into our home. But we were careful when we laid the house out and made sure that the surveys were correct and everything else. What we're proposing and what was, if I was in your position, one of the things I would worry about is off-street parking. And so what we have, and these are narrow lots, this is only like a 55-foot wide lot, but we have a driveway system that comes here, runs all the way down the side of the house here. And by the way, we also own this property over here. We have our daughter living in it. But we have a private drive system coming all the way down here, turning around and circling, and actually goes into a gazebo that we've got built here. The entire backyard could be turned into parking if it was necessary. I don't even think it would be necessary for that. We are a five-bedroom, I always get this wrong, five-and-a-half bath, five-bedroom, three different floors. There's an elevator in the home. This is a top-of-the-line type house. Lynn and I built the homes over on Hill Haven Road. In fact, we did six of them over there that are all in valued greater than $1 million right now. We understand what it takes to do the quality, but what we're finding out is happening in our town, and I can't blame people, mainly because of our economy and stuff like that. People with the money are holding on to it unless you can show them an alternative method that will allow them to produce a yield. So when you start talking, the last house we built, we thought it was going to go bed and breakfast on us. The guy that buys it, that was when back of his mind. Then they get moved into it, and then suddenly they decide they don't want to have a bed and breakfast. They want to live in the house. So, you know, we know that there's strong demand for people on the weekends and stuff like that to be able to have that kind of arrangement. There's virtually nothing more we have to do to the house other than I had a conversation with you earlier today about the fire department. I appreciate what you've told me, and I got hold of him. I left him a message. I couldn't talk to him today, but he's going to talk with me tomorrow. And there will be some kind, I'm sure, things that are going to have to be updated to fit current fire requirements and stuff like that. But anyhow, that's basically what we're wanting to accomplish, and we're hoping that you guys can understand what we want to do. Any questions of any kind?
Are you wanting to operate it as a bed?
Not me. No, not me. I'm going to basically, not at my age. I don't want to. My wife would kill me. And but the prospective buyer that looks at the property is going to want that option. And here's a chance where they can come in and not have to spend a lot of money to do it. And like I said, we have a lot right down on, you know where Kennicott Camp is on Poverty Point? Right next door to Kennicott Camp. We've got a lot there that's right on the water. And we've already got, the lot has been cleaned off. I've done a lot of preliminary excavation and stuff like that. We want to go there and build a smaller home, that kind of thing.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're asking for is not a special use permit, but just a change to bed and breakfast or a change to commercial use, and it's going to be involving both lots?
No, I wasn't.
Well, you used the driveway on the other lot.
They've got an easement on
to meet your specifications,